This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. This is the, people used to call me the Dougster. Do you think that's a good name for me? The Dougster?
Heck yeah, I like it.
You like that? Really?
Okay. I like to call you Dougaroo in honor of
all right. Dougaroo and Jennaroo and Vicaroo and Jayaroo all here at the ready to dig around into some of the things that are of interest. Wawa. I always loved the name. I worked in Philadelphia for a while, WCAU. I never really quite got the fascination. I never felt that Philadelphia was the city of brotherly love. Matter of fact, I always thought it was pretty much just the opposite of that for whatever the reason. How many people here have had any good experiences in Philadelphia? What do you know about Philly?
Visiting. I liked Philly. I think
I like Philly.
Rap.
Friends who went to college in Philly and love the city.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Wawa is the local sort of convenience store, and they have a new cheesesteak in honor of Mayor of Easttown. They're declaring Mayor of Easttown Day because of that HBO hit show with Kate Winslet. It really is quite a good show. It's like, I don't know the three of you find the things you want to watch on television. Are you deliberate about stuff, or do you just kind of go through and I never plan. I know the shows I like to watch and try to watch them in real time. But I came across this one night flipping through the channels, and I kept looking at the star trying to figure out who this was. I know the face, but I can't place it in this sort of an environment. And it was Kate Winslet. And the show is kind of a dark show, in a manner of speaking. She eats
and
hoagies.
And literally, because it's filmed, so you can't really watch it. I mean, at least for me on my TV, it was very hard to watch during the day because the whole setting is just so dark that, watch it at night. If you're going to watch it at night.
It is something. It's worthwhile. It's a good story.
Very
good. Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, I think they've long since. When do you know when this was? Was this filmed last fall? When was this done? Because it's wintry looking.
COVID throws everything off, so
yeah,
I
sure
have no
does.
Idea. It could,
right.
could have been
yeah.
sitting on the shelf for over a year. Who knows?
Jennifer, there's a nun in Los Angeles who has pled guilty to stealing $835,000 in cash. Listen to this. A 79-year-old nun named Mary, is it Kreuper? I think that's her last name, Kreuper. She admitted that she embezzled all this money in donations, tuition fees, that sort of thing. Is this the school you went? You went to Catholic school in Los Angeles.
I did, but there are more than one in California, which is weird.
No. No, but I just wondered if you knew what
name
is Sister
parish.
Mary.
The Well, yeah, there's sister. That's also very common. I'm sure there are more than one Sister Mary running around. But what college was it, or what school was it?
It's whatever the high school is in the L.A. Catholic school. There's only one Catholic high school, isn't there, in
are
L.A.?
Are you kidding me?
How many
no.
Catholic schools? Really?
A lot.
Oh.
A ton.
Oh.
More than 50, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, anyway, she's going to get 40 years in the slammer. Add that on to her 79 years, and she's pretty much done.
I think we remember this story, right? Didn't it come out a while ago about the nun who was embezzling?
She embezzled. She was caught in 2018. She's just now coming to trial. She
I
was
remember
at St. James
it.
Catholic School in Torrance.
Yeah. There's also, true. Just to show you how many Catholic schools there are, there's a St. James the Less right down the street from my house, but that's in
St. James the Less? Is there St. James the More?
No.
All right, anyway, her plea agreement acknowledges she diverted money to pay for personal expenses that included credit card charges, gambling.
I think she went to Vegas a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
She was, I remember this lady.
Yeah.
So a pretty big deal a few years ago.
Yeah. So now she's just made a plea deal, though. And they were, she said she's been cooperating. What is she, what, she's ratting out other nuns that are ripping
off?
She's
not fighting it. She's probably saying, this is how I did it. You know, be nice to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway. She's been suffering from mental illness, apparently. She said it clouded her judgment and caused her to do something that she otherwise would not have done.
That wasn't the gambling or the booze. That was the mental illness.
No, yeah. So, anyway. So, but let's put ourselves in a practical position. You know, what do you do to a nun or somebody of the cloth? We know the priests got the book thrown at them, as they well ought to have. Some of them not enough and some of them too late. But let's say a nun or somebody like that steals. Do we feel like we want to go lighter on her?
Why?
Because after all, she's a nun. Well, that's, I'm just asking the question.
Why would a nun deserve to, if she broke the law?
Because she's a nun.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Who cares if she's a nun? Doesn't matter who, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, are you, who hates organized religion, are you saying that because she's a nun, she should get a softer sentence?
No, remember, my wife was a nun.
No, I'm well aware.
She married me, and maybe
I
have a
soft spot. Yeah, and the priest that she had the affair with married you guys. It's the weirdest marriage ever. I don't know why you thought it wouldn't work. I mean,
he never signed the papers, so we were never legally married anyway. I just wonder whether people think, you know, some people have very strong feelings. That's a good question. It cost a lot of money. We shouldn't have bought it.
Yeah, what's the point if you were never legally married? How could you even get a divorce?
I don't think that was on our mind when that happened, I'll tell you that. Here's another nun story. A 92-year-old nun.
It's like the Nuns on the Run report? Like, what's happening here?
Who took
I'm
a vow.
I'm still boggled that you think there was just one Catholic school in all of Los Angeles.
Well, there was one Catholic school, St. Tarsicius, in Framingham, so I figure, okay, one to a
But are you aware of how big Los Angeles really is? It's huge.
Yes, Jennifer, I'm quite aware of how big Los Angeles is. I've spent the better part of all winters in the last 33 years.
Which is why I expect more from you.
Okay. Right. Actually, it's 1993 I started, so what are we getting up? Yeah, it's a long time. All right, so anyway, this 92-year-old nun, the vow of silence, poverty, all of that stuff, she died at the monastery where she lived for the past 30-some-odd years. But this is not a traditional life. She dedicated herself to her life of prayer. She was known as Anne Russell Miller, also a very wealthy San Francisco socialite. She had large parties. She was at the opera all the time. And then, apparently, back when she was a youngster, she had dreams of becoming a nun. But she fell in love instead and decided not to stay in the church. So she married this guy who was the vice president of Pacific Gas and Electric. There you go. She had five children by the time she was 27. She had five more. She had a series of tweets. She went on to have five more, a basketball team of each sex, Planned Parenthood called it. She had lots of friends. She smoked and she drank and she played cards and anything. You see pictures of her when she was younger. But anyway, the bottom line is that as she got older, she decided that what she dreamed about as a child was something she wanted to do. So as she raised money for the Catholic charities, a lot of money for college students and that sort of thing. Her husband died in the 80s. And she thought, okay, well, I'm going to go join one of the strictest orders of nuns in the world. So she became a member of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Illinois. And because she inherited all of her husband's money, she then gave it all to this order, which is basically the Carmelites are cloistered, aren't they? They live in silence. They don't speak. Unless they're spoken to, and even then, they don't speak. But I just find, looking at the stories of the things that she did as a socialite, and the pictures of her with a lot of her friends, she had 28 grandchildren, some of whom she had never met because she hasn't spoken to anybody in her family for years. I just thought it's really very interesting. So she had a regular family. I know a guy who was married to a lady that was actually grew up in the house that I live in now. and they had a lot of children, and she died early, and he went into the become a priest, and still is there at 90-something. It's just interesting how people live their lives. And there's so many different stories of people and what they do, but I just found that kind of interesting. A woman who had all of that, and she decided to give it up, right? She just gave it away. And I don't know, I like those sorts of stories. I must be the only one here who does. I hear nothing, so let's keep moving. All right, French president.
You're never alone.
Emmanuel Macron.
He got slapped.
Yeah.
I didn't like awful. It. It was just crazy. The video was crazy.
But why? What was he doing?
He was just greeting a crowd of people who were there to meet him, and some, you know, some like loser just was standing there and I guess pretended to want to shake his hand and then just slapped him in the face because he thought it was funny. I don't know. It was very.
He said down with Macronia or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. And then whammo.
So it was another man. It wasn't a woman who slapped him.
No, it was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think two guys got arrested. I don't know. I only saw one slapped him, but I guess he had a friend with him or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's not a great video, but, I felt bad for him.
It's sort of like when George W. Bush got a shoe thrown at him, you know. It's
although he ducked. Remember that? He had the reflexes.
He was pretty bad. Yeah.
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 He chokes on a pretzel, but he ducked the shoe, right? Or was that his father who choked on the pretzel? Who choked on the pretzel?
I don't know if it was George W. I think it might have been the dad. I don't know. Mm. I can't remember. But he definitely ducked the shoe.
Yeah.
17. But you let down, ladies. Can we do a commercial break? Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you don't want us to talk?
I always wanted to talk.
We had to hear the nun report, which I don't even understand.
Very strange.
What happened?
Well, this what? There's two stories about two different nuns. One of them was a gambler, and she ripped off $800,000 from the city of Los Angeles, or at least the Catholic Archdiocese. And the other was a story about a woman who went into the nunnery and gave them millions of dollars of what she got from her. She went in to the Carmelites and didn't speak. And she gave the church $8 million.
See, you just did that in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Doug, do you know why they call them nuns?
No, Jennifer, why do they call them nuns?
Go ahead to your commercial.
Really? 18. I know, I do know, well, I'll keep it to myself. 18 past the hour, yeah.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirstner now taking up the reins, reminding you once again, don't miss this opportunity to win a couple of swell prizes from the folks at The Works. The tools are all electric. Got battery charging. I've got drills. I got sanders. I have all of these things. You go to The Works, their website, and you can see some really fabulous stuff. So, you get these two prizes this week, Jay, if you do what?
Post a photo to Facebook at DJV Show. Post a photo to our Facebook page. A winner will be drawn at random. Or you can go to Instagram, post a photo. Just make sure you tag us so that we can see it. The handle there is also DJV Show. And you have a chance to win a Nitro 40-volt circular saw and a 1,600 per square inch electric pressure washer. A total prize pack valued at $370.
Have you ever used a pressure washer?
I have.
Have you?
They're great.
What'd you use it for?
A driveway.
Really?
Yeah. Look at me go.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Women doing it for themselves.
You have to be careful with those things, though, because my friend's husband took some paint off the side of their house using his pressure washer.
Well, but that's what you're supposed to do.
I believe
it
works.
Not to take the paint off.
If the paint comes off, of course. If the paint's loose enough, he was just trying to repaint it.
Well, they're repainting their house right now.
Good.
He messed it up.
Yeah.
So you gotta change the setting, man.
Yeah.
So J-Lo and Ben look like
they're
moving.
She lives in Bel Air, by the way. Her house is in Bel Air.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. We were just talking off the air about various homes and where they are. So Jennifer Lopez is moving to Los Angeles because she wants a fresh start with Ben. And she's getting the kids all lined up in school. So the ladies here were thinking that it wasn't a good idea for her to bring her children, put them in the same school where Ben's children are, because what's the story? They don't know each other.
Did she have a bad upbringing? Because I feel like she's constantly on the lookout for a new family. So was she, like, from a single-parent household or something?
I know she's very close with her mom and her sister. I've never actually... I think wasn't her dad into Scientology? That's how she met Leah Remini. I don't know if the dad is, like, in the picture. I'm not sure, actually.
I just feel like she constantly... I mean, I'm really happy that she's happy and that the Ben Affleck thing is cute and all that stuff. But it seems like she's constantly
jumping head first into
these relationships. And, I don't know, as a kid who had to go through that with my dad and my mom and divorce, that's not
Well, your
nice.
Dad jumped into another relationship after he got divorced? Bing, bang, boom?
Before that, I mean, I as well. I had a terrible, weird, not terrible, but I had a strange childhood. Like, they got split up, but they didn't divorce when I was in second grade. They didn't get divorced until I was 15. Mm. So there was a
Tony
lot
couldn't
of,
wait to divorce me.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that weren't final.
Jayla's parents didn't get divorced until the 90s after 33 years of marriage.
Really? All right, so speaking of divorces, Armie Hammer is trending, Jay. What's the story? He's now on the path to recovery, is he?
He is. He checked himself into an inpatient rehab facility in Florida late last month, and he is working on drugs, alcohol, and sex addiction.
Mm-hmm. So his wife...
Well, he better do something because he has no career left.
Right.
Well, yeah, and then he's been in a custody battle with his estranged wife over the kids, and he has, you know, all of these assault accusations. There's a rape accusation against him that's being investigated currently.
He was supposed to be, speaking of J-Lo, he's going to be in a movie with J-Lo, and that got canned. Somebody replaced him.
Josh Duhamel replaced him.
Oh, right.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody understood that because nobody, I mean, he's an okay guy, but he isn't the same caliber.
No.
Is he,
I'm surprised Armie Hammer would even, you know, because he's been trying to do these very serious Oscar buzzy kind of roles. I'm surprised he wanted to do a rom-com with J-Lo, but, yeah, I don't know. Josh Duhamel's probably a better fit
for
that,
paycheck.
Actually.
I think that's a big paycheck. I think that's what that was all about. A feather in your cap to be in a movie with J-Lo and vice versa. All right, so there are a couple of, I don't know.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with several Senate Republicans after progress stalled Tuesday. GOP complaints were focused on raising taxes to pay for the bill. Biden is now shifting his focus to a separate set of negotiations. A mystery woman in the Mexico City reporters pool Tuesday, identified as a Univision reporter, gushed all over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. For me, it's an honor because I actually got to vote for the first time as a nationalized citizen, and I voted for you.
Univision denied the woman worked for them, and turns out she was not who the White House thought she was. Video game Fortnite's newest season is here, and it brings some serious star power. For Chapter 2, Season 7, Fortnite players will get their own customizable alien, as well as Superman and Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Borders, our Vice President Kamala Harris visits the Triangle countries to discuss the root cause of the humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. One lawmaker on Fox News says the border crisis could end in 24 hours if the Biden administration really wanted to stop the drugs, human trafficking, and illegal immigration into our country. Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas.
The highest rate of illegal immigration in 20 years. We're seeing little children being brought in by human traffickers, thrown in cages. You know, for 4 years, the media went on and on and on about kids in cages, kids in cages. What they never told you is Barack Obama built the cages, and now Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have built more cages. They're bigger and they're more full. And in that entire interview, what you don't hear is any willingness to fix the problem. They can fix the problem tomorrow, and they could fix the problem by ending catch and release and by reinstating the Remain in Mexico policy. But neither Kamala nor Joe are willing to do that. And so instead she laughs it off and says, well, I haven't been to Europe. Well, okay, you haven't been to Europe, you haven't been to Australia, but we don't have an Australian border crisis. We don't have a border crisis in Europe. We have a border crisis on the southern border. Come to Texas, come to the Rio Grande Valley, come to McAllen, come see the cages that the Biden-Harris administration has built, and then even more importantly, stand up and be willing to enforce our laws to fix it, because that's not what they're doing.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, exciting radio awaits. DJV time. I told you that already. So what else do I have to do? Remember in the old days as a jock, I used to do time. It's the time and temperature. And then we move into whatever.
Traffic and weather on the threes, right, or whatever. Yes,
that, well, we didn't even do that when I was a jock. That's been something that came along with the advent of all news radio, which came in the 80s, I guess late 80s, I think. Jennifer, when did KNX go on the air? Wasn't that the late... Well, actually, no, it was earlier than that, because I ran the news radio station in Boston for 2 years in the mid-80s. So it would have been, I would think KNX would have started before that. It would have been in the 70s, probably. But that was the old days when they had the teletape in the background. Breaking news. I never used the term breaking news. It was something else, but it wasn't. Breaking news is a late invention.
Everything is breaking news.
That's nonsense.
It's so annoying. Yeah. I swear, I can't remember what the news update was from Fox News that came to my cell phone. Because I sign up for Fox, yeah, CNN, Daily Mail, and then some of the local channels around here. And the stuff that they interrupt your day with breaking
nonsense
news, it's like, you know, I don't care that the, you know, a bird is... you know, laying an egg somewhere. Give me something, you know, unless somebody, like, dies or is exploding or on fire. Like, right, that's breaking news.
When it bleeds, it leads.
Right.
So we were talking about Lululemon. Was that
Lululemon
yesterday? Who's? Oh, okay. Lululemon.
Yeah.
What was the context of that? Refresh
their
my
sales,
memory.
The sales had the first quarter numbers for this year were up 88%.
Okay.
So yeah, so a lot of women are shelling out a lot of money for leggings.
Okay. So the fellow that runs it has been interviewed by everybody, and he told a story that when he turned 60, he asked his father for advice. What advice would you give me, Dad, as a 60-year-old? His father thought about it, and the advice that he came back the next day was, do it now. Do whatever it is you're doing, do it now. Which I thought was pretty good advice, actually, because we, so many of us live in the past, and there's no, what does that do for you? Nothing. You can't do anything about the past. You don't know what the future is. You got to live in the now. The Tolle book is very instructive. I don't know if any of you have read it or not.
The power of now?
Yeah. It's really, It is. It is what it is. Now is what we're concerned about. What is going on now? And so with that in mind, Victoria, this witch hunt for January 6th, I don't know. We have lessons to learn from that. But these people are back and forth and trying to come up with some kind of report. And at this point,
I don't know that it's a witch hunt. I mean, this is a bipartisan Senate report on the Capitol Police. And
they've been talking about this for months. What do they do after you examine it and do the report? So what do you do then? What happens?
Well, we know that there won't be an official commission or whatever looking into it. But I think that this report. And I agree. I know, Jen, you said that it wasn't needed. You know, they're making hundreds of arrests, and now they've got this bipartisan report.
Right.
So
the report's important. The reason, I'll tell you why I think it's important, Doug, is because this was an investigation into what the Capitol Police knew, when they knew it, and how to fix it in the future, because the report revealed that the Capitol Police knew that there was chatter online. You know, a lot of people like to say, well, Trump just got everybody ginned up, and it was, you know, spontaneous. No. Was not spontaneous. It was that people planned to go there. The murmuring about this online started happening in mid-December. The Capitol Police knew about it. They didn't tell the FBI. They didn't ask for additional support. They didn't ask for the National Guard. They didn't ask for the Metropolitan Police of Washington, D.C. They only had four people who had riot gear or whatever to deal with that stuff.
Yeah.
Even though they heard the rumors coming online, they had the intel. They didn't share it with anybody. Trump didn't know. The intel community didn't
know.
Telling
us that they're
corrupt. The FBI didn't
know.
Well, I don't know if it's corrupt or just grossly underprepared.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, think about this. The language, I remember thinking how ridiculous to bring in the National Guard preemptively. Well, no, if you have a threat, a credible threat, the National Guard should have absolutely been there. And maybe if the president knew, maybe the rally would have been moved to a different location. Maybe the rally would have been put somewhere else to get the people out of the way of the Capitol. But because they kept that information to themselves, they created what was a perfect storm. And that's why so many videos are showing the Capitol Police just getting out of the way, moving barricades so that people could go in. Remember, it was only that initial first wave of people who broke in to the Capitol. The rest of the people were acting like they were on a tour. They were like walking through, looking at maps, walking around the hallways, looking at things, taking pictures. Those people, I believe, were told by the Capitol Police, and it's on video, come in. Just don't ruin anything, but you can come in. Hmm. People have been putting those videos up all over of the Capitol Police saying that. So what in the heck? I mean, I don't know. It just
all right. I guess the other side of it is, will anything ever really be discovered? This sounds more
how to deal with credible threats. I think
and in security measures. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, on the right was making fun of AOC when she said that, you know, she felt like her life was threatened, and then, you know, then a lot of the Democrats had said that they wanted. I don't know if Mike Pence was, he was targeted during this, and so he was lucky that he was not injured. But you know, I don't know. How does somebody like Trump become partisan? I don't even understand this.
Power and control over people. What is there about?
But see,
I guess that's the thing. It's not Trump that told people to do that. Yes,
it is. It's the same thing. He didn't tell him to do it.
But
they were planning on doing it before he even had a rally there.
Okay, but what is there about Trump that people
They were doing it for him.
So then the guy who shot Steve Scalise did it for Bernie Sanders. Because Bernie Sanders is an extremist.
So that's perfect. All right. It happens on all sides, and people make decisions to do... No, but that's not my point. My point is, what is there that the weak minds of people will follow anybody? You go back to Hitler.
The guy who shot
Reagan
thought that he was doing it for Napoleon. Jody Foster.
Yeah.
I mean, did Jody Foster...
How do these people get this crazy? They're crazy. This is craziness. It is crazy. All right. The pharmacist who destroyed all those vaccine doses got sentenced. Do you see that?
No.
Wisconsin.
What was the sentence?
Stephen Brandenburg got 3 years in prison for destroying 500 COVID vaccine doses. He said he was really sorry. He was ashamed. Yeah. But why did he do it?
He did it because he was, and again, I don't know how he was able to work in a medical facility, but I'm pretty sure that they found, like, stuff online. He was basically, like, an anti-vaxxer, and there was conspiracy theories on his computer at work and, like, all kinds of stuff. And so he said that the vaccines had microchips, and that's why he felt he needed to destroy them. You know, that whole thing about Bill Gates, like, is implanting microchips in everyone with the vaccine. Right. He's like, it's like a QAnon thing, so that's what he was.
That's it. I think there are still people, I don't know about chips, but there are some people, credible people, folks that we all know, that are, you know, they say that this vaccine has been created so that it'll control our minds gradually over the next 20, 25 years. Everybody who's
I've never heard anyone say that with any credibility. Right.
Well, that's it. Who's credible? For you, somebody is credible. For somebody else, that person is
I know
is
a
not
lot
credible.
Of medical doctors. Like, we have a ton of doctor friends. I've never heard a single medical doctor say that it's going to, over time, control your brain. I mean, that's just ludicrous.
Well, it seems ludicrous, but we won't know for 20 or 25 years, will we? Under the circumstances, who knows? But, I mean, think about what we know now or what life is like. Would you have predicted 25 years ago some of the things that are going on, even the stuff we're talking about here, that a group would charge the Capitol and actually get into the buildings? Who would have thought that 20 or 25 years ago? I think that's it's the whole business about how things change and how quickly they change. Speaking of change, our podcast, the download of the DJV program, most recent episode, has a conversation about the Modern Family star being diagnosed with skin cancer. We were talking about that. I think we've had a couple of conversations about that, actually, and what the guy is going through. I think the bottom line is we all agreed, because my sister has had a really bad episode with skin cancer. It's not something to trifle with. I made an appointment to go see her dermatologist to get my skin just checked out. I just think, you know, it's funny.
I'm overdue as well.
How we do. But I think we take some things for granted, Victoria. It's like mental health, physical health. If you go to the doctor for a checkup and he, you know, puts a stethoscope on your heart and he listens to your lungs and looks in your eyes and up your nose and in your ears, okay, you're fine. Or in my case, checks your prostate. Everything's fine. Next. And they don't look at those things, skin elements, other things that could be a part of, you know, a problem going down the line. So nothing to trifle with. Check it out. Anyway, so that's part of our download, that conversation. Plus, we talk about Rob Zombie directing the Munsters reboot, which sounds like a big yawn fest. Kid Rock screaming homophobic slurs at some of his fans. Well, maybe they were former fans. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff. Conversationally, we try to capture the big stuff, and that's in the download every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher.
but not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Forty-six after the hour here on the DJV program, the actress Taraji P. Henson is going to play Miss Hannigan in the next NBC Live musical. They normally do these, I think, in December, right? Don't they, ladies? Mm-hmm. Every year they go live once. So this is, she's the bad guy, right? The orphanage.
You never saw Burnett. Annie?
Did I?
Yeah. Carol Burnett's role.
Yeah. Well, Miss Hannigan, really?
I may have seen it, but I don't remember it. Anyway, but this is very interesting because it shows the width and breadth. Isn't this a singing role? And
I think Carol Burnett had one song, right?
Yeah.
So who sees Taraji P. Henson as a singer? That's another interesting.
Does she sing on Empire? I think she might. I haven't seen that show that she's on, where it's the music empire. I'm not sure if she sings there, but it's not like you don't have to be a great singer to sing. You know, Carol Burnett kind of really camped it up, and it was it's a fun role. I'm sure she's probably ecstatic to take it on because it's a really fun role.
All right, speaking of singers, the Foo Fighters are going to play the first full arena concert. The last time they did one was in March of 2020. They're going to be in Madison Square Garden on June 20th. This is the first full-capacity arena-sized performance in 15 months. I noticed that there are concerts everywhere. Fenway Park is sold out for a concert. They've just started, everybody's coming back to go to the ball games. So we're open for business now, right? Basically, isn't that the message?
Open for business, tickets. But at the Garden you have to show your vaccination card.
Yeah. That bad?
In order to get in.
Not bad. I think it's not a bad idea. Is
it? No, unless you're someone who can't get a vaccine, for health.
Or someone who's already had it and you just want to...
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to get around that, but that's what the rule is.
Are the Foo Fighters any good anymore?
Yes.
Dave Grohl, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Dave Grohl fan, but I'm not a Foo's fan. But I have friends who have seen them live and said they're great and they love them. So yeah, I mean they're one of the last like arena bands, that can actually sell out the Garden. And
who would be like the Stones would do
that? Well, like U2, the Stones, Coldplay, yeah. Foo Fighters. I mean there aren't really many. Mm-hmm. I mean Billy Joel sells out the Garden.
New Kids on the Block just announced they're going to do a concert at Fenway Park. There's no stretch for that. That'll go over well. Sell out in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Lewis can be a backup dancer for them.
Yeah, all right, there you go. All right, it's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Three past the hour now. This would normally be our visitation with Warren, and I can't remember, by the way, Warren Eckstein, the pet show. I can't remember. He's been doing this program for nigh on to, let's see, 93. So what's that, 28 years he's been on this program, and I can't remember him missing a day ever. And so he got in a car accident, apparently, the other day, and it somehow affected his eyes. So hold a good thought for him. He's having that. That's not nothing about that. Sounds good. Meanwhile, there's always time for more information about food and our food system. Victoria and I were just talking about these cyber attacks. Remember last week when the beef firm JBS, the Brazilian beef firm, was attacked, the cyber attack and the toll that it took coming into the investigatory circle here. Come to find out, it isn't just the JBS hack. It got all the headlines. But apparently, there are other targets who have had, this is something that I'm looking at this as a real problem for our food system. And one more reason for you to go see your favorite family farmer. Molson, did you see this, Victoria?
Mm-mm.
Of Coors. Molson Coors
got
hacked in March of this year. They were affected. Their operations were completely shut down by a cybersecurity incident, ground beer production and shipment process to a halt for 2 weeks. And they had to pay out $2 million to get control of their system again. Here's Wendy's. Did you know about Wendy's?
What
happened to Wendy's? Same thing. Wendy's had earlier this year a malware attack. Point of sale systems at their stores. Pretty much every store, there was a certain food. I don't know if it was hamburgers or french fries or whatever it is, but that's how sophisticated these guys are. They're getting into the point where they can screw up the sale of French fries at Wendy's. I mean, you can laugh about it, but it is really, I would have thought, frankly, they aren't that smart. If you want to have an impact on Wendy's, it's not with French fries, it's with the hamburgers. So maybe they're not that good or they're not that smart, but just think about it in terms of vulnerability. And as Victoria has been saying off and on here for many, she does our tech report every morning, don't use the same passwords. There are a lot of things that, you know, you think about how convenient it is, right? Get online, you order now through Grubhub or whatever, or you go direct to Wendy's. Let's use Wendy's as an example, okay? So you, in this the pandemic era, you decide you want to have a Wendy's hamburger and you want it delivered. So you either go online to the Wendy's website or wherever you do it, and you put in your credit card number, and you do all of that stuff, and you buy whatever it is. So everybody who's ordered a hamburger online is vulnerable to this hack at Wendy's or French fries, whatever it is that came up. That's how nuanced this stuff is. So it can be big time when they, you know, like with JBS, they shut down the operation of the company. But with Wendy's, they went after the information of credit card folks who have ordered things from them online. And that's how broad it is. You know, we talk about these big companies, but they can hack in. The hackers can hack into these websites or these systems that they have. I mean, you think about Wendy's is connected all across the country in the same web system. They're all connected because at the end of the day, all the money goes to a central bank. It doesn't stay, you know, these chains, all the money goes to a central bank. Everybody's paid out of the central bank. It isn't like you take the local McDonald's and go down to the local bank with their cash. No. All of that stuff gets sent into a central location, and everybody gets paid out of the central location. I mean, it's mind-boggling when you think about it, and it's just the food system we're talking about, but, you know, it could be anything. Go buy parts at the Ford store, and somebody could decide they wanted to hack the Ford parts system. I mean, think about it. It's really, I guess you'd get a headache if you.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't, you know, people think, oh, well, it doesn't matter what my password is. Well, it absolutely does. And if you use the same password on multiple websites, that's where you get into problems. You know, if you have a unique password for every site that you log into, whether it's Wendy's or, you know, Ford or whatever, then you are a lot safer because if that password gets sold on the dark web and they try to use that again, they're not going to come up with anything. They won't be able to go any further than that. That's why it's so important to never reuse passwords.
Yep. Pretty intense, actually, a lot of this stuff when you get right down to it. Pretty intense stuff. Check out the American Family Farmer Show, by the way, and
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.